Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Spiritual Discourse. Title is Sage Upamanyu, the Exalted Devotee of Lord Shiva, presented by Karthik Ramachandran Sheshadri. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Upamanyu says, talks about the Guru Parampara, interestingly. The Guru Parampara of this, how this Shiva Sahasranama originated and how it has passed. Finally, I have received it and then I have passed it to you, O Krishna. Upamanyu says that. So let's see the Guru Parampara and close this for today. Next week we'll be continuing back again with the episode of Upamanyu. So he goes on to say, then he ends by saying, Shriman Shrivardhano Jagat. Yata pradanam bhagavan iti bhaktya stuto maya yanna brahmadayo deva vidustatvena narshayaha stotavyam archyam vandyam cha kakstoshyati jagatpatim bhaktya tvevam puraskritya maya yajna patir vibhu. O Krishna, I have glorified that supreme reality Mahadeva, and these are with names that are considered to be of huge importance. These names are considered to be very, very important, O Krishna. I have glorified that supreme reality by his grace. He says very importantly, he speaks with humbleness. Upamanyu says, by his grace, by Mahadeva's grace, I have said that, and with the level of devotion that I have for him, because no one can understand Mahadeva in reality completely. He is Purnam, we are Apurnam, right? So no one can understand him completely. So that's why he says, I have glorified him to the level of devotion that I have for him, and to the level I can. In reality, no one can glorify him completely. No one can describe the attributes of Lord Shiva completely. And this praise, this supreme hymn, the 1008 names of Lord Shiva, has been, recited by all the rishis, including even Brahma, Vishnu and everybody, Indra. Even the rishis don't fail to sing this hymn. So he is highlighting the importance of this hymn. And then after attaining devotion to him, I have received this, and then after obtaining his permission, I have glorified that king of yajnas. He puts that yajna patir vibhu. I have glorified that king of yajnas, and who is infinite, vibhu. We are all Anu, he is Mahadeva, is Vibhu. Etaddi paramam brahma param brahmadi gacchati rishayaschaiva devascha stuvantyetena tatparam. By chanting this, one will attain param brahmadi gacchati. One will travel towards, gacchati means go, one will travel towards that supreme reality Maheshwara. And everybody, even rishayaschaiva devascha, even the devas, Brahma, Vishnu and Indra, and all the rishis, recite this, consider this as the highest hymn. Bhaktanukampi Bhagavan Atma Samsta Karo Vibhu Tataivacha Manushyeshu Ye Manushyaha Pradanataha. That supreme reality, that Mahadeva, is always compassionate to his devotees. Endued with omnipotence, he is omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. He is the one who gives emancipation, that is liberation. Samsara bhava, samsara sagara, we are trying to get liberated, liberation from the repeated cycles of birth and death. But we have to seek that only from Mahadeva. Nanyak panta vidyate yanaya, tamevam vidvan amrita ikabhavati, nanyak panta vidyate yanaya, Purusha Suttam says. There is no other way to attain immortality apart from surrendering to Mahadeva. So he alone is the one who gives emancipation. And then, Karmana manasavacha bhavenami tatejasaha shayana jagramanascha vrajannu pavishamstata. He says, unmishanni mishamschaiva chintayantak punakpunaha shrinvantak shravayantascha katayantascha te bhavam stuvantak stuyamanascha tushyanti cha ramanti cha janma koti sagasreshu nana samsara yonishu. So the rishis, he says, the rishis, they actually, knowing about the importance of this hymn, the 1000 names of Lord Shiva, they always worship Mahadeva with devotion with these names. They always praise Lord Shiva with these names, that Ishvara, Ishana. And also he goes on to say, by thought word, karmana vacha. That's why karmana means actually by actions. By thought, word and deed, they worship him. And not only that, they also do it while lying down, while seated, while walking, while awake, and while opening the eyelids, and also while keeping the eyelids closed. So they do that. They do that during lying and seating, and all, when they are seated and then they are walking. Every time they are chanting this names of Mahadeva and thinking of him repeatedly. And since they have done that, they have become object of reverence. So since people recite this Shiva Sahasranama, since the rishis have recited the Shiva Sahasranama, they have become the object of reverence. They are worshipped by many people. Worshipped in the sense to attain Lord Shiva. They are worshipped. So just like Upamanyu Maharshi becomes the guru of Krishna himself, right? Krishna's Shiva Diksha guru is Upamanyu. And then when a jiva becomes cleansed of all his sins in course of millions of births, and then devotion springs up in the heart for Mahadeva. See how he says? So like when all the sins are, gone that the jiva has done, that too, for the destruction of sins, in millions and millions of births, after taking millions and millions of births and after the destruction of all sins, then the devotion, true devotion, Shraddha, Bhakti, Dhyana, Yoga, Adavaihi, then Shiva Bhakti pops up in the heart of that jiva. Jantor vigata papasya bhave bhakti prajayate utpannacha bhave bhaktir ananya sarvabhavataha bhavina karanechasya sarvayuktasya sarvata. It is only through good luck and undivided devotion to Mahadeva, the original cause. It is only by his grace and by undivided devotion to Mahadeva, the Shiva Bhakti springs up in the heart and not otherwise. It should be, one-pointed, ekavritya, Shiva ekodyeyaha, not, that's why Nandi and Upamanyu, Andaka or anybody, they said that, Tandi Maharshi also, Upamanyu Maharshi also, I want a boon where I will worship only you and not anyone else. Because Mahadeva alone is the worthy of praise, he alone is the personality to be meditated upon, he alone is the personality who is praiseworthy and not Brahma, Vishnu or Indra. So, such pure devotion to Mahadeva, Rudra, such pure devotion to Lord Shiva, such one-pointed devotion to Lord Shiva is very, very rare, O Krishna. Upamanyu says that. And then, tasyaiva cha prasadena bhakti rutpadyate nrinam yena yanti param siddhim tad bhagavata chetasaha ye sarva bhavanugatak prapadyante maheshwaram. So, those days, in consequence of such devotion, people, they have devoted themselves completely to Mahadeva and they have attained the Paragati, they have attained the Parashanti, Tat Prasadat Param Shantim, the highest peace that can be granted only by Mahadeva. And one should approach with humility, he says that. So, Mahadeva cannot be controlled by Ahankara, Mahadeva can be controlled only by Bhakti. That's the only way. So one has to seek him with humility, humbleness. Tad vijnanartham sa gurumeva abhigachet samitpanihi shrotriyam brahmanishtam. One should always have that humility and approach a guru and understand Shiva. And Mahadeva also should be approached with humility, humbleness, not with pride. So we know what happened to Brahma and Vishnu were trying to search for the beginning and end of Lord Shiva. They were fighting in ahankara, ego. Ignorance, trying to debate on who is the supreme, I am the supreme, and Brahma was saying I am the supreme and Vishnu was saying no, I am the one who created you, I am the supreme. And Mahadeva appeared in the size of a span, Angushta Matraha Purushantaratma, he appeared in the size of a thumb and then increased his size and then crushed the ego of Brahma and Vishnu. Notable point is that Mahadeva did not come and say, okay, I am the supreme, you have to surrender to me. He proved that he was the ultimate reality by showing his infiniteness. And that is that Sushumna Nadi, that Agnistamba is the Sushumna Nadi inside our, inside every Jiva's body. Sushumnaya Shivo Deva Idaya Devata Harihi Pingalaya Virinchihi. Second canto, 11th chapter, 37th verse of Sutta Samhita says, Ida is actually Hari and Pingala is Virinchi. Ida and Pingala are the left to the left and right of that Sushumna Nadi within the body of every Jivatma. Sushumna Nadi represents that Mahadeva. So Brahma and Hari are searching continuously the Agnistamba. They are not able to find. It is described also in some of the Puranas that still Haradatta Shivacharya, when he had the vision of Parashakti and Paramashiva, he glorified Mahadeva saying, Vishnu is still searching for your feet, O Mahadeva. He is not able to find. That's what Vishnu also says in Padma Purana and Narada Purana. Varsha koti sagasram tu sagasrabdair atanvaham bhaktya sampujito pisha padono darshitastvaya. When will I find your feet, O Mahadeva? So that's why Upamanyu says one has to seek him with humility. Humbleness is very, very important. And then Tandi receive. Iti Tande. Iti Tenendra Kalpena Bhagavan Sadasatpatihi. 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 Iti Tenendra Kalpena Bhagavan Sad Asatpatihi. Krittivasa Stuta Krishna Tandina Shubha Buddhina. So Tandi Maharshi obtained this wonderful 1008 names of Lord Shiva. Now Krittivasaha, this word we saw yesterday, right? Krittivasa, it comes in the Vedas, and also it comes in, you know, it means that Mahadeva is covered with the skin. He has the skin for his garment. So that can be interpreted as, you know, the skin of Narasimha, or skin of tiger, the skin of the elephant, or the skin of deer. So all supporting facts are there in the Purana. So here Krittivasaha. So he worshipped that Krittivasa. He says that Upamanyu says to Krishna, Tandi Maharshi worshipped that Krittivasa and obtained this wonderful 1008 names of Lord Shiva. And then this confers everything. This confers materialistic desires. This confers emancipation, and all that is liberation, and it washes away all the sins. So now coming to the Guru Parampara. He goes on to say, Upamanyu, etad rakasyam paramam brahmano kriti samstitam brahma provacha shakraya shakra provacha mrityave. This is rakasyam. This is the secret of all the secrets. And this secret of all the secrets was, it originated in the heart of Brahma. It formerly resided in the heart, that is the breast of Brahma, the creator. And Brahma imparted that. Brahma took that and then gave that knowledge to Shakra, Indra. Shakra provacha mrityave. Shakra imparted that to Mrityudeva. And then Mrityuhu provacha Rudrebhyo. Rudrebhyas Tandi Magamat. Mrityu imparted to the 11 Rudras. And the 11, so see, the difference comes here. The 11 Rudras are getting that knowledge of Shiva Sahasranama from Mrityudeva. So here itself it describes the Beda, the difference between the 11 Rudras and Paramashiva. The 11 Rudras are not Paramashiva. Paramashiva is the creator of the 11 Rudras and Brahma and Narayana. So Mrityu gets that through, Mrityu gets that from Indra, and Mrityu passes that to the 11 Rudras. 11 Rudras pass that to Tandi Maharshi. Mahata tapasa praptas tandina brahma satpani. So, and then Tandi actually gets it to, Tandi gets it from the 11 Rudras, and then Tandi passes it to Shukra, you know. Shukracharya is actually the guru of the Daityas, the guru of the Danavas, guru of the demons. So Tandi passes it to Shukra, and Shukra is actually from Bhrigu's race. Tandihi provacha shukraya gautamaya cha bhargavaha vaivasvataya manave gautamak praha madhava. Oh Madhava, and then he, that Shukra who actually comes from the Bhrigu, because Bhrigu's son is Shukra, who comes from the Bhrigu's race, communicated to Gautama. Gautama is another great devotee of Lord Shiva. And Gautama gave it to Vaivasvata Manu. Narayanaya sadhyaya சமாதிஷ்டாய தீமதே யமாய பிராஹ பகவான் சாத்யோ நாராயணோச்சுதா. ஸோ தட் அச்சுதா நாராயணா ஹீ அக்வைர்ட் திஸ் சிவ சகசிரநாமா ஃப்ரம் வைவஸ்வத மனு அண்ட் தட் நாராயணா கேவ் இட் டு யமா. நாச்சி, திஸ் இஸ் வேர் அன் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டிங் திங் இஸ் கோயிங் டு கம். நாச்சிகேதாய பகவானாக வைவஸ்வதோ யமஹ மார்க்கண்டேயாய வார்ஷ்ணேய நாச்சிகேதோப்ய பாஷத. ஸோ ஹியர் யூனோ வி நாராயணா ரிசீவ்ட் இட் ஃப்ரம் வைவஸ்வத மனு அண்ட் தென் ஹீ பாஸ்ட் இட் ஆன் டு யமா. ஸோ யமா ஹீ கேவ் இட் டு நச்சிகேதா. ஸோ ஒன் ஹேஸ் டு யூனோ திஸ், ஒன் ஹேஸ் டு கனெக்ட் திஸ் வித் த கட்டோபனிஷத். ஸோ ஹூ அண்ட் ஹூ ஆர் கன்வர்சிங் இன் த கட்டோபனிஷத்? யமா அண்ட் நச்சிகேதா. அண்ட் ஹியர் த சிவ சகசிரநாமா இஸ் பாஸ்ட் ஆன் பை யமா டு நச்சிகேதா. தட்ஸ் வாட் உபமன்யு சேஸ். This is one of the secrets that was passed on. And Kathopanishad, the Upabrahmanam, is also present in the 8th chapter of the Sutta Samhita, Brahma Gita. So, Shiva Sahasranama is passed on by Yama to Nachiketa. Tatparyam of the Dashopanishad is Mahadeva alone and not anyone else. So, I just wanted to highlight that. So, Kathopanishad conversation happens between Yama and Nachiketa. And here, Yama receives it from Narayana and passes it on to Nachiketa. So, here also this connection is there. And Yama gives the Shiva Sahasranama to Nachiketa, and then Nachiketa gets that and then passes it on to Markandeya. Markandeya, who is a great devotee of Lord Shiva. From Markandeya, Markandeyan maya prapto niyamena Janardana. O Janardana, I got that Shiva Sahasranama, the 1008 names of Shiva Sahasranama from Markandeya Maharshi. Maya prapto. I got that praptam, I got that prapti, I got that wonderful, eternal 1008 names of Lord Shiva on account of the reward of my vows and fasts that I did for Lord Shiva. I got that wonderful 1008 names of Lord Shiva from Markandeya, O Janardana. And then tavapyaham mitragna stavam dadyam ஹியவிஸ்ருதம். ஹீ சேஸ் அண்ட் தென் ஃப்ரம் மார்க்கண்டேயா தட் ஐ காட் ஐ எம் பாசிங் ஆன் டு யூ ஓ கிருஷ்ணா. ஸோ டு யூ ஐ எம் பாசிங் ஆன் திஸ் வண்டர்ஃபுல் சிவ சகஸ்ரநாமா. ஸோ வீ ஷுட் பி தேங்க்ஃபுல். திஸ் இஸ் ஆக்சுவலி டிஸ்கிரைப்ட் இஸ் த ரகசியம், த சீக்ரெட் ஆஃப் ஆல் சீக்ரெட்ஸ். அண்ட் வீ ஷுட் பி தேங்க்ஃபுல் டு உபமன்யு மகர்ஷி தட் ஹி ஹஸ் கிவன் திஸ் டு அஸ் விச் இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு த வேதாஸ் அண்ட் உபனிஷத்ஸ். So from Markandeya it comes to Upamanyu Maharshi. Upamanyu Maharshi passes that to Krishna. And then Swargya, he ends with the last verse saying Swargya Marogyam. Swargyam Arogyam Ayushyam Danyam Vedena Sammitam Nasya Vignam Vikurvanti Danava Yaksharakshasaha Pishacha Yatudanava Guhyaka Bujaga Api. So just by reciting this, no one can do anything. The Pishachas and Rakshasas cannot do anything, cannot even come near to the person who is reciting Shiva Sahasranama. And one is destined to get, you know, anything, whatever he wants. Arogyam and Aishwaryam. Ayu will have a great long age, will live for a long time. And he also gets heaven, and also he finally also gets emancipation. So though initially, as I mentioned yesterday, though we can worship Mahadeva with Sakama initially, that is with desires, in course of time it should become Nishkama, or else there is no point. What is the use of aspiring for Swarga, you know, having I want a very long age? All these things are temporary. Okay, there is nothing wrong in the initial stages, but it should become Nishkama. In the course of time, oh Mahadeva, I want only you. There is nothing apart from you I want. I should keep serving you. I should keep eternally devoted to you. Just like Nandishwara and Upamanyu Maharshi and Krishna and Tandi Maharshi and Antaka. Everybody, they attributed, they worshipped Mahadeva in that. And then finally, you will get the one. The person who recites this will also get emancipation, liberation. And this is actually the worthy. This 1008 names of Lord Shiva is worthy of the highest praise. is the highest praiseworthy hymn, and it is conversant. It is actually completely consistent with the Vedas. Veda Saram, Veda Vedanta Saram. So that's how he ends. So thank you for supporting me. And next week, there is one more chapter where Upamanyu talks. Even, you know, there are even more glories that Upamanyu Maharshi talks about Lord Shiva to Krishna. So there is one more chapter in the Mahabharatam. And we'll be completing next week, next Saturday and Sunday. And we'll be taking a next topic the next to next week. So next to next week, probably the topic will be Lord Shiva, the hero of the Mahabharata war, not Krishna or Arjuna. So that's the topic I've planned. So yeah, I'll recite the Kshama Prarthana. Om Yadaksharapada Brishtam Matrahinam Tigat Bhave Tatsarvam Shamyatam Deva Parameshvara Namostute Visargabindu Matrani Padapadaksharani Cha Nyunani Cha Tiriktani Kshamasva Parameshvara Aparada Sagasrani Kriyante Harnisham Mayada Soyimiti Mam Matva Kshamasva Parameshvara Anyata Sharanam Nasti Tvameva Sharanam Mama Tasmat Karanya Bhavena Raksharaksha Maheshwari Anyata Sharanam Nasti Tvameva Sharanam Mama Tasmat Karanya Bhavena Raksharaksha Maheshwara Etat Sarvam Shri Uma Maheshwara Parabrahmarpanamastu Lalitambike Sambashivarpanamastu Shrimati Gauri Sameta Sambashivarpanamastu Karacharanakritam Vakkayajam Karmajam Va Shravananayanajam Va Manasam Va Aparadam Vihitam Avihitam Va Sarvam Etat Kshamasva Jai Jai Karuna Abde Shri Mahadeva Shambho Mata Cha Parvati Devi Pita Devo Maheshwara Bandava Shiva Bhaktamscha Swadesho Bhuvanatrayam Sambha Shivaya Namaha Sambha Shivaya Namaha Sambha Shivaya Namaha Haravom Tat Sat.